So Iyov continues, we're up to what's called the 27th chapter. Vayosef Iyov se'et mishalo vayomar. Iyov waits, no one says anything. So Iyov raises his voice and he begins the following mashal, this long allegory. He says, Chayel hesir mishpatim. I swear by God that what he's done to me is unjust. He hasn't treated me fairly. He hasn't given me what I deserve. And in truth, it's not that he has directly afflicted me, but the fact that he made laws of nature which run the world, and those laws of nature have really afflicted me, that's what's unfair. It's not just me. It's not that God has something personal against me. It's not that God came into the scene saying, I'm going to punish Iyov. But it's rather the system that God made in the world, that he's not involved, that he doesn't take note of the way I've led my life. And I'm suffering even though I've led a good and pious life. I swear by God, Hesir Mishpati, he has removed justice from me in the way he set up the world. Vishadai Heimar Nafshi. And I swear that God, who limits the world, who controls the world, he is the source of the bitterness of my soul. It's interesting, if we were learning a little bit comparative Tanakh, if we were comparing between this book and another book, so there's a pasuk that has a similar structure in the book of Ruth. Ruth says, Vashem anabi v'shakai heimarli. Heirali heimarli. When they say to Naomi, they say, Hazot Naomi. So Naomi says, Lama tikren ali Naomi, Vashem anabi v'shakai heirali. So over there also it's v'shakai this. Hashem ana, there God gave testimony. She says, God gave true testimony against me by punishing me. V'shakai heirali, and God did bad to me and I deserved it. It's like a similar pasuk in similar structure, similar form, only over there Naomi is saying the exact opposite of Iyov. Ki chol od nishmati vihi v'ruach Eloha be'api. So long as I'm alive, so long as God gives me life, Im tidaber nasifatai avla. Iyov says, so long as I am alive, I will not lie. I will not complain falsely. I will not say something that is untrue. Ulshoni im yegeremia. Nor will I let my tongue say something that is deceitful. And to say that I deserve this punishment is deceitful. It's not true. I don't think I deserve it. I'm not crying for nothing. And so Iyov says, I swear that this is unfair, and so long as I am alive, I will not give in. I will not be a liar. You guys are lying. You're trying to find excuses as to why I'm suffering. It's a lie. There's no reason. The only reason you could say is that God is not involved. God leaves things to the forces of nature. But I swear, so long as I'm alive, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to stick to the truth, and the truth is I don't deserve this. Chalila li imatzdik etchem adegva lo asir tumati mimeni. It would be disgraceful to me, Iyov says, if I would join you, if I would go in cahoots with you and try to justify what God is doing to me. God forbid, Chalil Ali, it would be disgraceful, it would be a degradation of me, imatzdik etchem, if I would say you're right. Adegva, I swear to the day I die, lo asir tumati mimeni, I will not leave the fact that I have been whole, I will continue being whole, and I will continue being truthful, I will not give in, it's not true. Betzidkati echezakti velo arpeh. I've continuously maintained my innocence, and I've continuously maintained my just way of life. Lo yecheraf livavi miyamai. And my heart never left it. I know I've been just, and I've never left it. Yehi cherasha oyevi umitkomemi cheaval. And this pasuk, so there are multiple understandings here as to what Eov is saying here. Eov could be understood as saying, my enemy should be like the wicked. Eov saying, you know, someone who lies, he's my enemy, he's wicked. I'm not that way. It could be that Eov is saying the way of the wicked is bad in my eyes. I don't admire their ways, and I curse them. I'm not going to go in their ways. But the simple understanding here is different than that. Okay, for today we'll go with that. I think we do have to mention the simple understanding in the pasuk. Who is Eov's enemy? You guys don't want to say. I don't either want to say. Eov says, my enemy is like the wicked. And the one that's come upon me is like someone that's unfair, unjust, wicked. And here Eov is spelling out what he thinks. And that's the simple understanding of what Eov's saying. He's saying, well, if I'm just, then someone else isn't. And I'm just. Ki matikvat chanef ki givtza. Eov says, at the end of the day, why do I choose to go in a righteous path? Because at the end of the day, what hope is there for someone who steals? Ki yeshel Eloha nafsho. Because God will remove his life. And here Eov is saying, I know that at the end of the day, that God can take someone's life. And that's what we discussed earlier. Eov understands that sometimes God gets involved in the world. But Eov says generally he doesn't. Eov isn't precluding what they've said. Eov saying, I know God got involved against the Sodomites. God punished the Egyptians. I know sometimes God did get involved in the world. Granted. But I also know that in many individuals' lives, unjust things happen. And I'm the prime example, Eov says. And so the fact that God makes a system where he does not get involved, a system where there are many people who suffer and God does not interfere on their behalf, that's unfair. That's Eov's claim. But Eov says, I have no hope or thought to go in the ways of the wicked because I know that ultimately they have no hope. There's nothing in life for them. A person who's been righteous can hope for something good. Now, here, Eov is starting to discuss an existence that goes beyond life, mortal human life down below. We'll pick up Ezrat Hashem over here, Pasuk Tet, Ezrat Hashem next time.